Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, bleed from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering, it's so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of a living water. Sounds of a living water. Sounds of a living water radio show. Sounds of a living water. Sounds of a living water. Sounds of a living water radio show. Sounds of a living water. Sounds of a living water. Sounds of a living water radio show. Sounds of a living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.
Shabbat shalom, everyone. Grace and peace in Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All praises to the Most High God of Israel. Man, it's another Sabbath. One more Sabbath closer to the Father's Sabbath. All praises to the Most High. We want to say welcome again to another episode of The Sound of the Waters. I am Brother Job Israel, aka Pastor Moy, here with the lovely Red Ray of Terrain Israel. Say shalom, Israel. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom, King Free. Shabbat shalom, family. Grace and peace. Happy Sabbath. Amen.
Asher Shabbat.
That's right.
Amen. Well, welcome again to another episode of The Sound of the Waters. We are in that creation study, man, first day, and we're dealing with the water today, you know. We're not talking about Genesis chapter, when it's talking about the second day, that we're talking about where he created the water from, you know. So we're going to deal with dumb things, man. Because you got to know what the water is, why did it even create it? What's the point? You know, that's why I call it, you know, the creation of the first day, waters, part one, because it's going to have, you know, the things that he's doing with the waters are so great is that he divided mankind. He's sending his word through it. He's talking to time in it. He's doing so much with water, you can't sit down on one precept and try to cover those things. So this is a problem, you know, and this is the law of the waters. What do you mean? That he wrote the law before he created, you know, water. So everything we're reading is how he said water was going to behave itself before him. You know, water got a speech. You know, water has different speeches. It could be loud, it could be like a roaring lion, or it could be still. So it has a speech on the God. And you see that water, we're going to read that the water is actually greater than the earth. I mean, the water makes the earth like, you know, hey, you come from it. It's like the water got way more power than the earth. It has to because it covers the earth in the first place. So that's the law given to the water. Then he made a law of the waters to itself that it behaved itself to the earth and not to the earth. It made it a witness to itself. Not only did he write a law that the waters would not cover the earth anymore, but he made the waters a witness to itself through the law. And the waters actually acknowledged. So this day, man, when you said the waters, man, we're talking about from the beginning. We're talking about from before, you know, even out the first day. We know that. So let's start this in Genesis chapter 1. No.
We got to open up there.
Come on. Right.
Can't forget to open up.
Ready to dive into one.
I see. Amen. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He's making me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. We have read Psalms 23, verses 1 through 6. In Jesus' holy mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
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 Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us our debts as we forgive our debts. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual discipline. Now, Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren, and their families. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight in blessings, because they see your light, your kindness, almost like mercy on them, their families, but now, Father, have mercy on our children, and our children's children, and their children, their family. And Father, have mercy on them, for someone you can see. Ask us any gift to hear, and allow us to speak your word with the knowledge and understanding. And Father, have mercy on them that hear us. Walk your Holy Spirit in this world to our mind to perceive. Ask the same gifts to hear. And I'm often speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and the faith to perform it. In Jesus' name we pray. For your mercy is endure forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. So, let's get in. We're in the creation. We are dealing with the creation, man. I mean, the universe is a lot of gravity. And, you know, like I said, we just day one. But we already covered it in the beginning. Because in the beginning, he created nothing. The beginning is. So, you know, then he introduced himself. In the beginning, God, he introduced himself, right?
Amen.
And he is what he is, like how he came. He created heaven, right? So he showed us what heaven looked like and what he's at. That lost to heaven and those things that know to heaven. And that we're not from it. You know, we're not supposed to love it because of the things that are there. The law itself would testify that man is never going.
Amen.
Especially in the flesh. Also, he created the angels.
Mm-hmm.
That was ministry spirit of flame of fire.
Mm-hmm.
And then earth, you know, created the earth out of heaven.
Amen.
You know, and all those things that belong to the earth is from heaven. You want to say earth got crushed. You know, our flesh. We would say, you know, a skeleton, you know, We didn't say that. And that's what God and Israel going to build us, that the earth actually has a skeleton. Let me find that out. What do you mean? Let's go into Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1.
Amen. Genesis 1 and 1 reads, "In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, Let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day."
See, we ain't even out the first day yet.
Amen.
Now get this. He said, in the beginning, God, like you said, we got him covered that. And then he used himself right to cover that. And he covered that. And the earth covered that. Then the earth is about form of what we covered that, right? And then darkness, we covered that. Upon the face of the deep. And what does darkness represent? Covered that. And then, and what came up in darkness as well, you know. And also, the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. Now, that's what we are now. Because it was the waters. People, you know, you have, if you read this, some reason we equate water actually being created on the second day. Mm-hmm. And that's not true. Water was here on the first day. It was before time.
Amen.
You see, and we're going to see why. You see, but this is the earth being engulfed in water. So this is the reason why actually the waters and the waves have power over the earth. Because it was already over.
Amen.
You know. Let's look at that. Let's go in let's go into Revelations chapter 21 and verse 5. Mm-hmm. Now when he created this water, you know, this is the water we're talking about. This water is the water that comes to earth in the beginning. This is the water right here that was in the beginning. Revelations 21 and 5. See the reading.
Amen. Revelation chapter 21 and verse 5 reads, And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is a thirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. I will give unto him that is a thirst of the fountain of water of life freely.
See, that water got life in it.
Amen.
That's the water that was in Genesis chapter 1. That's the same water. Because everything came out of that water. Everything we know that exists on the planet came from that. So when he said that the water of life freely, he pumped off everything that we can consciously and unconsciously see. Because all of it came from the water.
Mm-hmm.
This is why he equate water as his word before he equated it as the earth.
Amen.
This is that bit.
Amen.
So this is the water he's talking about, the water of life freely. And then this is the thing he said, now he's going to bring it again. You know, not that it's done away with, it, some of it is contaminated, you know, and that's what we do our trash at and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But the water is still greater than that because it's still bringing forth life. No matter how much God put in there, it keeps bringing forth life because that's the law.
Amen.
You see, so this law is consistent. Watch this. Let's go into. Yeah, just keep reading.
Keep reading?
Yeah.
Okay.
Read that verse again. Read 6 and continue.
Amen. Revelation 21 and 6 reads, And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is a thirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. And I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death.
Who? Now, that's a choice easy.
Amen.
You know, I mean, seriously, I'd rather drink of water of the fountain of life freely than burn forever.
Amen.
That's a no-brainer. See, let's look at this a little further. Let's go into, let's see. Let's go back to Genesis. Yeah. You pick it up at verse 20.
1 and 20?
Yeah, 1 and 20.
Thank you. Genesis 1 and verse 20 reads, "And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life, and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. And God created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind, and God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let fowl multiply in the earth. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day."
See that? See all that life came from water? All that came out of water.
Amen.
You see, that's life. That's what he said, drink freely of the water of life. Freely. This is what he was speaking of here. He was talking about these things. This is that water, man. This water, it brings life everlasting. You know, because the things that it did create is eternal in the first place. Go to Psalms chapter 104 and verse 1. 104 and verse 1. Can you receive the reading? Yeah, 104.
Psalms 104 and 1. "Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty, who covereth thyself with light as with a garment, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain, who layeth the beams of his chambers in the waters, who maketh the clouds his chariot, who walketh upon the wings of the wind, who maketh his angels spirits, his ministers in flaming fire, who laid the foundations of the earth, that it should not be removed forever. Thou covereth it with the deep as with a garment. The waters stood above the mountains. At thy rebuke they fled." Amen.
See, the waters is all over the earth, you know, in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
You see, he's even saying it right here. But then, it's, you know, by the law, he said that the waters have to rescind. But where did all this water go?
Mm-hmm.
That's a question in itself. You know, like, if this water is all over the planet, it didn't just evaporate. Where did it go?
Good question.
We know it created the firmament. That's why we have oxygen.
Yes.
All right? Then we know that's a water barrier above that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where God dwells. He got that water barrier up there that said, we don't read that, but he's talking about this water barrier that's above our heads. We want to get back to that. Why? Because that's a water, that's an ocean itself. Well, solid, not ocean, forgive me. Ocean is a pagan word for the sea. You know, that's a Greek mythology idol. But he called it seas. So the seas are above our heads. So it's not just a water barrier that's above our heads. It's seas like the ones like we see out there.
Amen.
With them giant waves.
Amen.
You know, like the tallest wave is registered that we can, that's in history is 100 feet taller than the Empire State Building.
Wow.
You know, so that's a lot. The waves were as tall as that or even greater because remember how the earth was without form and void, so those waves are out of control.
Amen.
We have never seen the waves as they really are And you talk about that kind of power.
Amen.
You know, that water force, you know, and we see, you know, the disaster of what water can do when we see the floods. Mm-hmm. You know, the cars coming down the middle of the street. And sometimes they be, you know, the flood be so strong, it look like it's an expressway.
Right.
You know, the objects coming down the middle of people's street, the water's pushing that stuff so fast and so strong, it's like they're doing at least 30 or 40 miles an hour easy. No way they're getting out of there. This is that force, and that's like a just a stream or something.
Right.
You know, but this is what he created. He gave this law over water in the beginning. Right? So he wrote it down. Watch this. Read on.
Amen. Verse 7. At thy rebuke they fled. At the voice of thy thunder they hasted away. They go up by the...
H2O. Without water, there's no such thing as thunder.
Amen.
Because thunder is generated through water. So continue. See, that's all, you know, it's way, it's, of course, he equated with his word. Continue.
Amen. Voice 7, Psalms 104 and 7. At thy rebuke they fled, at the voice of thy thunder they hasted away. They go up by the mountain, they go down by the valleys into the place which thou hast founded for them. Thou hast set a bound that they may not pass over, that they turn not again to cover the earth. He sendeth the springs into the valleys which run among the hills. They give drink to every beast of the field. The wild asses quench their thirst. By them shall the fowls of the heaven have their habitation, which sing among the branches. He watereth the hills from his chambers. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of thy works.
See that? He watered the whole planet.
Yes, sir.
Amen. That's a law, man. He do that. He, well, he obviously, because we're not going to deal with it today, but we are, is that he allowed water to come out of a rock.
Amen.
And he fed a whole kingdom of people. You're talking about like a multitude of people. This water had to have been like millions of gallons just flowing. You know, we're going to get kind of see it, you know, even in this precept, how it happened then, you know, before God and our people, how that, the water flowed from, you know, the rock.
Mm-hmm.
That was a thing in itself. Well, he said if this is from God, then he watered the whole planet, man. And the waters for the birds, the beasts of the field. And look what else. Watch this.
Amen. Verse 14. He causes the grass to grow for the cattle.
See? The waters for grass. You know. Simple as that. You know, your grass don't grow without water. That's simple. You know, that's why people water their grass, because they want it to grow. But if you ain't watering your grass, it looks like dirt. That's the law. I mean, this right here is make it simple to every guy, because y'all told me I did it, I'm doing it. And that's how, you know, it's done. Right? Continue.
He causes the grass to grow for the cattle and herb for the service of man, that he may bring forth food out of the earth. And wine that maketh glad the heart of man.
So that comes from water too.
Wine that maketh glad the heart of man.
And so, you know, if you're a wine drinker, that's your, if that's where you at, then that's between you and God. Because he talks about that stuff anyway. But he's talking about, you know, he even created that, you know, in the water. That would be something. We didn't come up with that ourselves. He said, also this came from
me. Amen.
You know, that I created water so that you can have fruit of the vine that'll make you feel good.
Amen.
Continue.
And oil to make his face to shine.
And condition you.
Yes, sir.
So he created water for plants to condition your body.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
First he created it for food, mm-hmm. You know, herbs, because he was talking about the trees and all those type of things, right?
Herbs for the service of man.
Right. Enemies.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Grass to grow for the cattle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so we see all of these things, man, but this is from him. He said he do this from his strong right.
Amen.
Continue.
Verse 15 again. And wine that maketh glad the heart of man, and oil to make his face to shine, and bread which strengthens man's heart. The trees of the Lord.
That's good. That's good. Let's look at this a little first. Let's go in Ezekiel chapter 47.
Ezekiel
47. Yep. Because remember, we still talk about what's in this water, and the water has life in it. It has life. That's all to it. You know, when he created the water in the beginning, he wasn't just creating water just for us to drink and take baths in and piss in.
What?
I mean that's how simple we view water as. You know, we look at it like that's the end of his story, and that's not.
No, I put milk in my water.
Well, you gotta stop. You know, you don't put milk in every cup of water you drink. Stop.
And we don't pee in every cup of water we drink.
Either.
Oh, stop it.
Some of it has to be. But this is what water is for.
Amen.
You know, it's created for these things. Now, I mean, we don't take in why water is here. You know, why did he make it in the beginning?
Right.
In the beginning, you know, and water is a very valuable thing, because without water, there's no food. There's a drought. There is dirt and sand and nothing.
No reproduction, no and child in the womb.
No pigeons, there's lizards. And snakes. That's it. You know, you lose all of that when water go away. You lose all your animals, your bears, all that stuff just disappear. When water go away, you get lizards and serpents, snakes. Yep. I mean, both physically and spiritually, if you want to look at it that way, right? Let's look at it. What did I say?
Ezekiel 47:1.
We receive
the read. Amen. Ezekiel chapter 47 and verse 1 reads, afterward he brought me again into the door of the house, and behold, waters issued out from under the threshold of the house eastward. For the forefront of the house stood.
Didn't he shall water the earth from my chamber? See, there it is. So he's showing us right here how he actually do it. And look what's coming forth, right? And this water here, now pay attention to it, because this is the same flow that he did with Moses and Aaron.
Amen.
Okay, read on.
Ezekiel 47:1. Afterward he brought me again into the door of the house, and behold, waters issued out from under the threshold of the house eastward. For the forefront of the house stood toward the east, and the waters came down from the right side of the house at the south side of the altar. Then brought he me out of the way of the gate northward, and led me about the way without unto the utter gate by the way that looketh eastward. And beheld, there ran out waters on the right side. Verse 3. And when the... Am I on the right thing?
Now read that too again, because... Look at how he's describing where the water is coming from.
Okay.
All right. Now watch this, because he's saying he's doing it from his chamber, right? Now you got to pay attention to this conversation, because this is where he's saying it's coming from. You know.
Amen.
Start at one.
Let me go back.
Yeah, pick it up at one. Start again.
Sorry, I had to turn the page, but I got it now. So Ezekiel 47:1. Afterward, he brought me again into the door of the house, and behold, waters issued out from under the threshold of the house eastward. For the forefront of the house stood toward the east, and the waters came down from the right side of the house at the south side of the altar.
That's why we pray to the east.
To see all of that. Yeah. I can see, in this.
When you're praying,
yes.
You know, you're praying for these things.
Yes, sir.
You know, you're praying for all the things that come from this.
Amen.
Continue.
Verse 2, then brought he me out of the way of the gate northward, and led me about the way without unto the utter gate by the way that looketh eastward, and behold, there ran out waters on the right side. And when the man that had the line in his hand went forth eastward, He measured 1,000 cubits, and he brought me through the waters. The waters were to the ankles. Again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters. The waters were to the knees. Again, measured 1,000 and brought me through. The waters were to the loins. Afterward, he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not pass over. For the waters were risen, waters to swim in, a river that could not be passed over.
That's how it came off the rock. That's how it came out of the rocks when Moses smote the rock. It started out like that, and it moved to the ankle.
Mm-hmm.
Then it got to the knees, mm-hmm. got to the loins, and it turned into a river.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why would he reveal this thing that happened to Moses to Ezekiel? Like this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Watch this. This is just a little nugget. Watch this. Hold your finger here. We're going back to, we're going to Ezekiel chapter 1.
Chapter
1. Yeah, chapter 1. Watch this. Ezekiel chapter 1 and verse 3. No, pick it up at 1.
Okay,
1.
Yep. Ezekiel chapter 1 and verse 1 reads, "Now it came to pass in the 13th year, in the 4th month, in the 5th day of the month, as I was among the captives by the river."
Those are Bible codes right there.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is. Big time, because that's 4, and then that's 4, and then that's 5.
4, 5, I was among the captives by the river Chebar,
mm-hmm.
that the heavens were opened, and I saw visions of God.
So he was born in captivity.
Okay.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is one of the prophets that was born in captivity during the time of Babylon.
Okay.
Okay? Because Daniel was in Babylon at the time. Daniel was actually in Babylon, and the Lord was letting him do things with Nebuchadnezzar,
mm-hmm.
you know. But these brothers was in the streets still among the people.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were talking to people, and even though they still had contact with the brothers there, they were still referring to the people. Here they was just letting you know right here that he was among the captivity. Listen to this. Read. Look who else is there. Because Daniel and them, they was out of the tribe of Judah.
Okay.
Watch this. Read on.
In the 5th
Guess who else is there?
In the 5th day of the month, which was the 5th year of King Jehoiakim's captivity, the word of the Lord came expressly unto Ezekiel the priest, the son of Buzai, and in the land of the Chaldeans by the river Chebar.
He was in captivity with you. You see that? But that's the priest. They knew who they were. Because when we came out of captivity up under Xerxes, we still had our paper. Everybody knew their tribe was, da 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 da. You know, when we got brought over here, they should get all that from it. We weren't going to have this conversation.
Right.
You know, but here it is. Look where he's at. Verse 3.
The word of the Lord came expressly unto Ezekiel the priest, the son of Buzai, in the land of the Chaldeans by the river Chebar.
See that? So what else coming through the word? What else is coming through the water? The word. There he is, right there. What was he sitting? By the rivers. Even among the Babylonians. Still the word is coming through. Two times throughout. Calling it.
Amen.
Even now as we speak, because the water is the word. That's what he just said, right? And he said, I had visions of God through this. You see?
Mm-hmm.
Now let's go back to Ezekiel chapter 47.
Amen.
So the Lord ended up showing him a ton of things, you know, even this, right? So he said the water was verse 5.
Ezekiel 47:5 reads, "Afterward he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not pass over, for the waters were risen, waters to swim in, a river that could not be passed over. And he said unto me, Son of man, hast thou seen this? Then he brought me and caused me to return to the brink of the river. Now when I have returned, behold, at the bank of the river were very many trees on the one side and on the other. Then said he unto me, These waters issue out toward the east country and go down into the desert and go into the sea, which being brought forth into the sea the water shall be healed. And it shall come to pass that everything that liveth, which moveth, whatsoever the river shall come, shall live. And there shall be a very great multitude of fish.
What is it going to do? What so what?
Whatsoever the river shall come, shall live.
Now, that's in the gospel law. In the beginning, when he created water, he said everything that come out of it shall live. That's the law for water. Water is going to be life. Freely.
Freely.
And there it is. Mm-hmm. Guess what else he brought out of water? Death. Who would have thought? He going to bring life and death out of water? For real? Well, we continue.
But in the middle of verse 9, and there shall be a very great multitude of fish, because these waters shall come thither, for they shall be healed, and everything shall live whether the river cometh.
See? Look at all of that. That's why we should drink water. Amen. And we think, you know, we're doing something because we're drinking this purified water out of these plastic bottles that's been sitting in containers for God knows how many months.
Yeah, we don't know.
Thinking we're doing something. Mm-hmm. So the best thing we can do is boil your water. Mm-hmm. That's it. You know, save yourself some money. I think the boil law is, what, 2 minutes if it's contaminated? Mm-hmm. So if you boil your water for like 2 minutes or 5 minutes, you're in a good place, right?
Amen.
All right, read on. This little water tidbit.
And it shall come to pass that the fisher shall stand upon it from En-Gedi even into En-Gileam. They shall be a place to spread forth nets. Their fish shall be according to their kind, as the fish of the great sea, exceeding many. But the miry places thereof and the marshes thereof shall not be healed. They shall be given to salt. And by the river upon the bank thereof, on this side and on that side, shall grow all trees for meat.
Salt is created from water.
That's what
go drink a box of salt and tell me that's from water.
Mm.
Go eat a tablespoon of salt and tell me that's from water. Drink a tablespoon of salt and tell me that's from water. Convince yourself that that's from water. So that's what you have to do. That came from water too. Salt. Continue.
Verse 12. And by the river upon the bank thereof, on this side and on that side, shall grow all trees for meat, whose leaves shall not fade, neither shall the fruit thereof be consumed. It shall bring forth new fruit according to his month, because their waters they issued out of the sanctuary, and the fruit thereof shall be for meat, and the leaf thereof for medicine.
See that? Mm-hmm. So he's telling you water create even life through medicine. So this came from water too, medicine. That's why some medicines are fluid. Right? And people go to the hospital. And what's the first thing they stick in them?
The first thing they stick in
them? Yeah, I mean, people are sick, you know, say they got a flu or a cold or something, you know, you go see them. What I'm just saying, you know, people just going, they might be stressing out. What is the first thing they stick in somebody?
The first thing they stick in you?
Yeah.
Well, me is a thermometer. What are you talking about, a shot?
Yeah.
What? What are you talking about?
Saying, man, I'm saying, well, it ain't actually the first thing.
Yeah, well, right. they check your temperature.
But I thought they did that with your finger.
No, sometimes they put the little finger. That monitors your temperature, your heart rate, and sometimes your temperature at the same time.
Right. So they don't have to check how you open your mouth every time.
Not all the time. It depends on what.
So they can. So that's why that is registered to me.
Okay. But you said sticking you, so I'm thinking of thermometer. Are you?
Well, I mean, if they, well, okay, yeah, maybe I'm going to.
They're taking your blood pressure and then check your temperature.
But then here it is. My point being is this. I just forget what I said.
Okay, thank you. Sticking.
Yeah, now watch this. Watch, but now, for real.
What's the first time? Sticking you.
You know, give you an
idea. Oh, if you're not feeling well and they're going to keep you, they might have you laying there and give you an IV.
They're going to give you an IV.
To give you fluid.
Yep.
Okay, I understand. Mm-hmm.
So they telling you, even if physicians are great, you know, I mean, we call it our medicine. Mm-hmm. Why go to the doctor? Put them to do something that you could do yourself.
Amen. If you have knowledge of it, amen.
But that's the point. This is the law. This is the law of it. So, you know, it's more to the law than just the Ten Commandments. This is law too.
Amen.
This is the law of water that is going to bring forth medicine. So instead of me having to go to the hospital and get an IV, you know, or something to increase my fluid intake, maybe I need to increase my fluid intake for my body, for it to recover. Because water is medicine.
Amen.
And it's free.
Amen.
You know, I mean, even the water's coming out to sink. Like I said, you boil it for 2 minutes, you're good. Continue.
Amen, verse 13. Thus said the Lord God, this shall be the border whereby ye shall inherit the land according to the 12 tribes of Israel. Joseph shall have 2 portions, and ye shall inherit it, one as well as another, concerning the which I lifted up my hand.
So wait a minute. He said, according, now he's talking about the inheritance of the children of Israel.
And ye shall inherit it.
So this is future tense, right? But pay attention to this. Pay attention to this conversation right here. Watch this. Read on.
And ye shall inherit it, one as well as another, concerning the which I lifted up my hand to give it unto your fathers. And this land shall fall unto you for inheritance. And this shall be the border of the land toward the north side, from the great sea, the way of Hethlon, as men go to Zedad.
So. He allowed the waters to be a witness between the 12 tribes, right?
Amen.
Watch this. Read on. So you see it right here, right? So it's a water. The waters is going to be a witness between the brothers. Look at this. Read.
Amen.
From the great sea here, right?
Hamath, Beratha, Sabarium, which is between the border of Damascus and the border of Hamath, Hazar Hatikon, which is by the coast of Haran.
Right there. Read on.
And the border from the sea
there it
shall
is again.
Be Hazarinan, the border of Damascus, and the northward, and the border of Hamath, and this is the north side. And the east side ye shall measure from Haran, and from Damascus, and from Gilead, and from the land of Israel by Jordan, from the border unto the sea, unto the east sea.
See?
And this is the east side.
Continue. He letting the waters to be a witness between all of us.
And that's what I see. Okay.
Read on.
And the south side, southward, from Tamar, even to the waters of strife in Kadesh. The river.
Good. Are we listening to this conversation?
Yeah.
Read on.
The river to the great sea. And this is the south side, southward. The west side also shall be the great sea from the border, till a man come over against Hamath. This is the west side. So shall ye divide this land unto you according to the tribes of Israel. And it shall come to pass that ye shall divide it by lot for an inheritance unto you, and to the strangers that shall join among you, which shall beget children among you. And they shall be and to you as born in the country among the children of Israel.
Not to have me up here, you know, like, you know, the avenger of white people and stuff like that, or an abolitionist or anything like that. I'm not. That's not the, that's tonight. That's not what I'm here for. I'm here to let people know the law. And the law is that white people and anybody else, Asian people, Spanish people, African people, will be able to inherit the land as one of us. If they hang with us. If they stick with us, like, you know, keep the laws and statutes, and they deny themselves, they deny the people, their own people, like Rahab did. They're going to end up with the same inheritance.
Amen.
And this, look, I'm going to tell you, what we see now ain't nothing compared to what God got coming.
Amen.
This is going to be nothing. So I'd rather be here taking part with this than with this madness. Because this ain't going to be nothing compared to what he said is coming.
Coming down. Amen.
I ain't talking about that. I ain't talking about the Father's kingdom. That's going to go to kingdom that's coming out this way. Anyway, continue. So we can see here that, yeah, can read. Read all the way to 23.
Okay. So verse 20, the west side also shall be the great sea from the border till a man come over against Hamath. This is the west side. So shall you divide this land unto you according to the tribes of Israel. And it shall come to pass that ye shall divide it by the lot for an inheritance unto you and to the strangers that sojourn among you, which shall beget children among you, and they shall be unto you as born in the country among the children of Israel. They shall have inheritance with you among the tribes of Israel. And it shall come to pass that in tribe the stranger sojourneth, there shall he give him his inheritance.
How do we know that? You know, seeing that, you know, an Irish dude was like an Irish dude, but he was the tribe of Benjamin out there, right? And then his relative was the tribe of Levi. Uh-huh. How are we going to know the difference? Clothes.
You said what?
Clothes. Our clothes.
Mm.
You think Israel ain't going to represent? You think all the tribes are going in?
They're all
in. Yeah, okay. Their own style, their own clothes, everything. But it's going to be in order to the, it's going to be according to the law, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be clothes. You'll know the difference because you can't tell the difference through the flesh. Because if they're Irish, they look Irish.
Mm-hmm.
So the only way you'll know the difference is through the clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Or the accent. No, I think we all be at one speech at that point. So, no, it wouldn't be the accent. We don't.
That's it.
Okay, well, then, let's go to Isaiah 51 and 15. Because we see here that the law, that the Lord allowed the waters to be a witness between man and God.
Mm-hmm.
You see that? Read on. 51 and 15.
He said Isaiah?
Yeah, Isaiah 51 and 15.
Isaiah chapter 51 and verse 15. Isaiah 51 and 15 reads, "But I am the Lord thy God that divided the sea, whose waves roared. The Lord of hosts is his name."
So the waves can what?
Roar.
Like a lion?
Mm.
Do the waves roar like a lion?
They do make a lot of sound.
It do says the waves roar like a bear?
It says waves roared.
So how do a wave roar? Do it roar like a lion? Do it roar like a bear? Do it roar like a grizzly bear? Do it roar like a five tornado?
As many sounds.
Do it roar? Is the noise of a wave? Can it shake a house?
Yes.
Can it quake the earth?
Yes.
That's what he said. He put control on.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "I had to put this in control, and because y'all will give me this with this."
Yeah.
Because if he don't give no law to the earth, I mean, he don't give law to water. Or to the seeds. The seeds will be like, "I got your way." Every time. The seeds that don't cover the earth like the flood. "I got you," like that.
on back. Yeah, and then it come out of the water, right? So
come back.
I mean, but that's what it says. Look what it does. Because see, he had to give it laws that it don't do that. Because the waters covered the earth. So he had to give it the law not to cover the earth.
Right.
This is it. But this is how he covered the earth with roars. I mean, it don't just cover the earth like, hey. It comes like this. Whoa. It takes over the planet. That's why I said water got more power than the earth.
Amen.
I like that movie, The Day After, because they went to hide in the high rises and buildings and such. And the waves were so tall, it had knocked out almost half of the high rise.
Yes.
And it was so strong that it knocked the buildings down.
Right.
You know, so it's like this, man. Water just take out everything. Water's so powerful, man. It take out your food source, your water source, because you can't drink it. Not when it gets through. It'd be all around you. Can't be nowhere.
Yeah.
Man, this God gave the water all this authority to do these things. Man, we see it all the time through tsunamis and hurricanes and all that. You know, we see the disaster what water can do. But he called it his proud way. You know.
Mm-hmm.
You see the waves beating on the shores. Before the hurricane,
mm-hmm.
You know, when the weatherman was funny and the winds was carrying him away.
Blowing him down the street. Mm-hmm.
Ooh. But that's before it comes. That's before the winds hit. Because if he was actually in high, he would have been, God knows, trucking him, flying through there. That's how strong these waves can be. Mm-hmm. Ain't those ships. You know, big old cargo ships that's out there that be carrying all the freights, they turn them over all the time.
Yeah, I've seen it.
You got so many of those at the bottom of the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
You don't hear about it. But that's news. All you got to do is go and Google it. Say, how many ships have been turned over at the bottom of the ocean? You'll find out. It's a lot. Mm-hmm. But look at all that. For all of that that we're doing to the bottom of the waters, right? Mm-hmm. The company's life to keep getting. Because that's the law. That law is a witness that there is a God, because water constantly gets light no matter what we do. Anyway, let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Job chapter 26 and 1.
Mm-hmm. 26 and 1.
Yes, ma'am. 26 and 1. God is life he created out of water. Everything. Like I said, everything, even electricity. That's what the dams do. You know, the water powers, the water strength of the powers cities through electricity that powers generators. Just the flow. But that's a contained train flow.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference between a zoo lion and a wild lion.
Mm-hmm.
And look at that.
Job 26 and verse 1 reads, But Job answered and said, Has thou helped him that is without power? How savest thou the arm that hath no strength? Let me read that again. It says, But Job answered and said, okay. But Job answered and said, How hast thou helped him that is without power? How savest thou the arm that hath no strength? How hast thou counseled him that hath no wisdom? And how hast thou plentifully declared the thing as it is? To whom hast thou uttered words, and whose spirit came from thee? Dead things are formed from under the water, and the inhabitants thereof.
So death came from water.
He said, dead things are formed from under the water.
So even dead come from water?
That's what he just said.
So is that much life in water that it gave life to the dead?
Mm.
What? That's a law. The water gives life to the dead. I wonder why. I wonder why this law exists, that water gives life to the dead. I just wondering. Continue.
Amen. Hell is naked before him, and destruction hath no covering. He stretches out the north over the empty place, and hangeth the earth upon nothing.
What?
And hangeth the earth upon nothing.
Upon what?
Nothing.
Nothing. Ain't no strings, ain't no strings attached to this. It's not a floating on a popsicle or nothing like that. That's the power of God in itself.
Amen.
You know, that space in between Mercury and Venus, that black space,
mm-hmm.
nothing. The space in between the moon and the earth, that black space, mm-hmm. nothing.
Amen. Verse 8. He bindeth up the waters in his thick clouds, and the cloud is not rent under them. He holdeth back the face of his throne, and spreadeth his cloud upon it. He hath compassed the waters with bounds, until the day and night come to an end.
See?
Until the day and night come to an end.
Do day and night come to an end?
Until the day and night come to an end.
Until day and night come to an end. He bound the sea or the throne, this the power of the sea, till day and night come to an end. Do day and night ever come to an end? So this is a law. He bound this a law. So it's bound for how long day and night exists.
Is that what he said? There's going to be no more need for the sun or the moon.
Where?
No.
Who said that? Who said that? In the evening and the morning was the first day.
Yeah.
So
he said to the end of the ship.
So, yeah.
It said this.
And if he bound the waters by this law.
He has them pass the waters with bounds until the day and night come to an end.
See? Exactly. Day and night never come to an end. It's forever going to be day and night. He even told us in Revelation chapter 20 and verse 10, well, not 11. And he said, Satan was cast into the lake of fire with the beast and the false prophet, and they should be tormented day and night forever and ever. That's in Isaiah 66. So, no, day and night is never going to come to an end.
So, we're still, okay.
So
Revelation 21, 23, and Isaiah 16, 19 mean something completely different, where it says, and the city has no need of sun or moon. And then Isaiah 69.
No. The city don't need sun and moon because the Father and the Son is there. The city don't, not the earth.
And no longer will the sun be your light by day, nor the brightness. With Isaiah 60 and 19, that's why I was like, okay, I want to get on Isaiah 60 and 19. It says 60. The sun shall be no more thy light by day, neither for the brightness shall the moon give thy light unto thee, but the Lord shall be unto thee an everlasting light, and the God thy glory. The sun shall no more go down, that thy sun shall no more go down, neither shall thy moon withdraw itself, for the Lord shall be thine everlasting light, and the days of thy mourning shall be ended.
Isaiah chapter 4.
So to Isaiah chapter 4?
Yeah.
Okay. Isaiah 4.
Read that whole chapter.
The whole chapter.
Yeah.
Okay. Isaiah chapter 4. And in that day, seven women shall take hold of one man, saying, we will eat our own bread and wear our own apparel. Only let us be called by thy name to take away our reproach. And that day shall the branch of the Lord come. Okay.
And God is going to be here too, right? So when we, you know, so he said, the sun and the moon is not going to go down on you, right? Read on.
And that day shall the branch of the Lord be beautiful and glorious. And the fruit of the earth shall be excellent and comely for them that are escaped of Israel.
See, we're sitting up there acting like, you know, it's going to, that's something that's out of order. That's going to be complete order. Read on.
And it shall come to pass that he that is left in Zion and he that remaineth in Jerusalem.
So we're talking about that, right?
Zion remaineth in Jerusalem. Shall be called holy, even everyone that is written among the living in Jerusalem. When the Lord shall have washed away the filth of the daughters of Zion, amen to that, and shall have purged the blood of Jerusalem from the midst thereof by the spirit of judgment.
So wait a minute. Water actually wash away sin. That's a law.
Mm-hmm.
So water can wash away sins.
Mm-hmm.
That's a law. He created water to wash away sin.
Amen.
Who think of that? Why would I write, and water will wash away sins? I'm going to put that in there just for, you know, a friendly reminder.
Mm-hmm.
But the law, water got laws, right?
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, if the water broke its laws, then it was sin also. Mm-hmm. So it's impossible for water to break its laws unless it's given right. You know, if there's a flood or a hurricane or a tsunami or something coming, that's from God. Aside from that, they don't have control. Water don't have control over the planet. It has to get permission.
Amen.
To roar. Read on.
And then it says, verse 5, and the Lord will create upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion and upon her assemblies a cloud and smoke by day and the shining of a flaming fire by night. For upon all the glory shall be a defense.
That's what he's talking about.
And the Lord will create upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion and upon her assemblies a cloud and smoke by day.
That's him in a cloud.
And the shining of a flaming fire by night.
That's him in a fire.
For upon
that's
all
the same thing he did with Moses and Aaron. For us in the wilderness, in the wilderness. He did the same thing there.
Okay. Amen.
So, yeah, I'm going to be your son and your mom. Anything else?
I'm
going to create a peaceable habitation upon everybody. Right.
And there shall be a tabernacle for a shadow in the daytime from the heat, and for a place of refuge, and for a cover covert from storm and from rain.
Ain't that something?
Amen. Storm and rain. Okay.
Still talking about the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
Let's get back to this precept. All right, so where did we live? Let's pick it up at 5 again. No, we left off at 7. Because he hanged the earth on an empty place and he hung it on nothing. No. Yeah. Pick it up at verse 7.
Chapter.
That's Job 26.
Thank you. And verse 7.
Mm-hmm.
Job 26 and verse 7 reads, he stretches out the north over the empty place and hangeth the earth upon nothing. He bindeth up the waters in his thick clouds, and the cloud is not rent under them. He holdeth back the face of his throne and spreadeth his cloud upon it. He hath compassed the waters with bounds, and to the day and night come to an end. The pillars of heaven tremble and are astonished at his reproof. He divided the sea with his power. And by his understanding he smiteth through the proud. By his spirit he hath garnished the heavens. His hand hath formed the crooked serpent. Lo, these are parts of his ways, but how little a portion is heard of him. But the thunder of his power, who can understand?
Jesus.
Amen.
He said he did all of this.
Yes.
And he's doing this through water. He gave them the water laws, man. Water have a speech unto God. You know, we just like, we blase in our way through water. Like, you know, yeah, it's in the splash in or take a shower and take a shit in or whatever, you know, something like that. We don't look at it as this. You know, there's a living entity among us.
Water is a living entity. Amen.
It's probably the greatest living entity among us because it constantly gives life to everything.
Life. Amen.
Constantly.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
But then it got a nasty side too. It can bring us blood. You know, we can get on the wrong side of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jeremiah 31 and 35. So remember, you read that verse where the sun and the moon wouldn't ever go out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, watch this.
Jeremiah 31.
Because he bound the waves of heaven with time. Watch this. So it's going to be that. Jeremiah 31 and 35.
Jeremiah chapter 31 and verse 35 reads, thus saith the Lord, which giveth the sun for a light by day, and the ordinance of the moon and of the stars for light by night, which divideth the sea when the waves thereof roar. The Lord of hosts is his name. If those ordinances depart from before me, saith the Lord, then the seed of Israel also shall cease from being a nation before me forever.
Look at that. So answer to that question?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the question.
In a nutshell, yeah. I mean, that's all of it in one beat, right?
Yes.
That's the answer to Job, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Let's continue.
Thank you.
Jeremiah 31:35, and let's continue.
Okay, that's fine. Read 37. Okay, verse 37 reads, thus said the Lord, if heaven above can be measured, and the foundations of the earth stretched out beneath, searched out, let me read that again. Thus said the Lord, if heaven above can be measured, and the foundations of the earth stretched out beneath, I will also cast off all the seed of Israel for all they have done, saith the Lord.
See, we can't measure the heavens because it's moving.
Mm-hmm.
And it's under water.
Okay.
It's under a sea of water that's moving also, you know,
mm-hmm.
in a giant circle, you know, that God put north, east, south, and west, and got the circle going,
mm-hmm.
and he controlled it with this thing that he called a north-south, north-east, south, and west,
mm-hmm.
and he controlled time with all of that. He just, when he created north, south, east, and west, technically, he tamed everything in the creation. That brought water right then and there.
Yes, sir.
Because everything was out of just everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It was just everything. It was just nothing. But when he created north, east, west, north, east, south, and west.
North, south, east, and
west. No, there's no such thing as north, south, east.
Okay, so you're saying north, east, south, and west.
Right, because before north, east, and south, and west, it was nothing.
Right.
That was all over the place.
Right.
But when you create north, east, south, and west, you not only do you contain it, but you control it too at the same time. And you just tell it to go in a circle. And now you got time.
Okay, the same circle of motion.
Yeah. Because he couldn't just say north, south, east, and west. He had to teach it to go in that direction.
and then not like this.
Right. That's why time don't move horizontal or vertical. It goes in 360.
Amen.
Anyway, read.
Verse 38. Before the days come, saith the Lord, that the city shall be built to the Lord from the tower of Hananim unto the gate of the corner. And the measuring line shall yet go forth over against it upon the hill Gered.
Where
are
you at?
38 and then 39.
38 what?
30, Jeremiah
39. Okay, no, we're good. We're good.
Now we're
going to Revelation.
I'm going to Revelation.
Yeah, Revelation chapter 6 and verse 12. Because remember now, the water barrier is up there. It's also controlled by north, south, east, north, east, south, and west. So that river, just like the waters circle around the earth, you know, it got this continual flow. When everything flows around the earth in a cycle, same thing happened. So he's going to tell us that. Well, watch this read on.
Revelation 6 and 12?
Yes, ma'am. Read all of it.
Okay, Revelation 6 and verse 12 reads, "And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell into the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely fig when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together."
That's water.
And the heaven departed as a scroll when it's rolled together.
It's like it was when we came out of Egypt. Mm-hmm. When he parted the Red Sea.
Mm-hmm.
He said, and the armies of God came through the Red Sea. That's it right there. Who else is coming through that other than the armies of God?
Amen.
Which is King.
Amen.
So he's going to part the Red Sea just like he did for Moses. And the armies of God is going to pass through the sea that's above us, which is above the firmament.
Amen.
That water that came from this water. But he's coming through that water. That water isn't contaminated. It has no garbage. It don't have no pollution in it, and definitely you don't have any sin.
Amen.
So when he sent messages through the angels to us, guess what they got to do?
What?
Pass back through that water.
They do.
They have to be decontaminated.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
To do what? To give life.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Anyway, continue. Watch this. So the heavens is rolled back like a scroll. So now here comes God.
Amen.
Read them.
Verse 14. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places.
See that? The sea said, I got you.
Okay.
Yeah, there it is. He's right back over the earth again.
And every mountain and island were moved out of
like
their
that.
Places.
Like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when I see that movie, the day after, and that water covered New York. I got that. But this is not the only thing he's talking about covering. He's covering basically anything that looks like an island.
Like Hawaii?
Oh, yeah. Japan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's hope and pray, you know, like Cuba and mm-hmm. Jamaica, and, you know, things like that. The islands of the sea.
Mm-hmm.
We just, you know, hope and pray that wherever the righteous is, that he is going to have mercy.
Yeah.
He said, this is the law, that this is going to happen.
And every mountain and island were moved out of
it. Just because you were not there, he said, all the cities are going to fall too. So don't think because you're not on the island, you're going to escape this drama. He said, all the cities are going to fall. Because remember now, he said it was an earthquake, right? So the earthquake is, an earthquake do what to build? Make a fall. So the Lord is going to literally bury the people right then and there, you know. But we're not dealing with that part. We're dealing with the water, that he's going to cover the earth again with water. And he's going to use water even as it's coming to destroy the planet.
Amen.
Once again, he said, as in the days of Noah. There it is. Read that again.
Okay. Revelation 6 and 14. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every freeman, hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, Fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand?
So the water is going to respond to God. It is coming. It's going to stand up before God, too. Who think water would do that? It's going to stand up to let him through. It's going to stand up when he appears.
Amen.
Let's go into 2 Chronicles chapter 4.
Second Chronicles.
Yes, 2 Chronicles chapter 4. And Solomon just built the temple, right? He's building the temple. And the God of Israel is letting us know something through Solomon that this is a fact, that there's a sea above us. It's not just, like the water that's above us like that. It's a sea of water that's above us. So however deep the sea is, the deepest part of the sea here, it got to be that deep above us. It got to be. Because he called it the sea. The sea ain't a river is not that deep, right? He made a difference. He made a difference when he said, and the waters through the valleys and all that type of stuff. He made a difference, right? But then when he said a sea, he talked about, he didn't say the great sea. So when he called the waters above the firmament, he said their seas too. So that lets me know that however deep the sea is in the ocean, for reason identification purposes, it got to be that deep above us. Watch this. Read.
2 Chronicles, you said 4.
4 and 1.
2 Chronicles 4 and verse 1 reads, Moreover, he had an altar of brass, 20 cubits the length thereof, and 20 cubits the breadth thereof, and 10 cubits the height thereof. Also he made a molten sea of 10 cubits from brim to brim, round in compass, and 5 cubits the height thereof, and a line of 30 cubits did compass it round about. And under it was the similitude of oxen.
Where?
And under it
what?
Was the similitude
what?
Of oxen.
What was under it? The oxen under what?
Well,
read it again.
The altar.
Slowly.
The altar.
No, read it again.
From one again?
Two.
Okay. Also, he made a molten sea. The molten sea.
Okay, yeah.
Of 10 cubits from brim to brim, round about and compass, and 5 cubits the height thereof, and a line of 30 cubits did compass
it.
So
it wasn't a small thing. It was huge. Right?
Mm-hmm.
This is like a sculpture sort of thing.
And under it was the similitude of an ox.
Yeah, and that was big too. So this is a big conversation. It's not something that you're not going, you're like, oh, what is that? I need my glasses. No, you go, this is like when you walk into it, you see this giant thing like this. You say, these are huge. Go ahead.
So we're talking about the molten sea.
What sea? What ox is up under?
Yeah.
The ox up under what?
Oxen. Which did compass it round about, 10 in a cubit, compassing the sea round about. 2 rows of oxen were cast. When it was cast, it stood upon 12 oxen, 3 looking toward the north.
Wait a minute. It stood above. It stood what?
2 rows of oxen were cast. Oh, my goodness. Okay. I'm trying to picture this. And under it was the similitude of oxen.
And what was under it?
And under it was the similitude of oxen.
So what's above the ox?
Molten sea.
So Solomon was telling us that there's a sea above us. A sea of water. When he separates the firmament and he put the waters above the firmament, it's a sea. So however deep we can be, like our submarines can only go so far, same thing. Or the pressure will destroy it.
True.
So there's no such thing as no spaceship ever been on the other side of that. It's impossible. It's not going to happen because we don't have an instrument that can withstand that kind of pressure, because we don't have that kind of instrument that can withstand that kind of pressure on the Earth. So man is never going through that water.
Okay.
See that?
Mm-hmm.
So that pressure, the same thing that's on the planet is the same thing that's above the stars, that water. But it got to be, it's huge, right? Because it encompasses everything, all of the cosmos, all of the planets, all of the stars, all of the suns, all of everything. So how much water is never been touched?
Amen.
You know, I was looking at that, the Kenobi,
mm-hmm.
and he ended up on that planet that was in water. That was wild. I dug that scene.
Amen.
That was a deep scene. Because that's what the Earth would look like if it wasn't, if you don't call the Earth to come forward, it would be just up on water.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be waves. But the waves would be bigger than the ones that, that structure that was there, it would be covered.
Amen.
Anyway, so we see now that there's a sea above us, right?
Yes.
Okay. So let's look at this motherfucker. So it's not just water that's above us. I mean, he got a sea that's up over us.
I see.
Genesis chapter 1 and verse 9.
So Genesis 1
and verse 9.
And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear, and it was done.
So where all this water go? If a wave is 100 feet taller than the Empire State Building, all of water covered the Grand Canyon. So where did all that water go? That's the question, right?
Yeah.
Let's go into 2 Samuel chapter 22 and verse 13.
2
Samuel chapter 22 and verse 14.
Amen. The Lord thundereth from heaven, and the Most High uttereth his voice. And he sent out arrows and scattered them, lightning, and discomfited them. And the channels of the sea appeared. The foundations of the world were discovered at the rebuking of the Lord, at the blast of the breath of his nostrils. He sent from above. He took.
No, he just told you the heavens is in the what? You see it? Did you see it? Did you see it? He just told you that the water that's above the firmament is called sea.
Channels of the sea.
Yep. Read that again.
2 Samuel 22, verse 14. The Lord thundereth from heaven, and the Most High uttereth his voice. And he sent out arrows and scattered them, lightning and discomfited them. And the channels of the sea appeared. The foundations of the world were discovered at the rebuking of the Lord, at the blast of the breath of his nostrils.
Uh-huh.
He sent from above. He took me.
So he was talking. Go ahead.
He sent from above. He took me. He drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemies and from them that hated me, for they were too strong for me.
Amen. Psalms 33 and verse 6.
Psalms 33 and verse 6 reads, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth.
Yeah.
He gathereth the waters of the sea together as in heap. He layeth up the depth in storehouses.
That's what a water is. Somewhere up under the Grand Canyon, he got storehouses. That's why he said, if you can search the earth beneath,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can't because there's water under there. And it's going to say, get out of here. I'm going to drown you if you get too close
mm-hmm.
to this, and to what he said that you can't do, we'll kill you. That's a law.
Yeah, like the divers you see go underwater, it gets so dark, and then their oxygen tank can only take so much pressure. Their body can only take so much pressure going deep diving.
Like mice and squid or fish just finish. Mm-hmm. They're getting too close to that thing because, you know, mm-hmm. people do that, right? So it says this. He said he gathered together, as he said he gathered the waters of the seas together. Like I said, the waters stand up
mm-hmm.
before God. So when he comes through heaven, that's the water standing up. Just like when we came through the Red Sea, it stood up. Even Moses said it stood up. It stood up for God.
Mm-hmm.
So water can stand up. You can train water to stand up.
Yeah, you can train water to stand up.
I'll wait. Yeah. I want you to go and teach water to stand up for you.
They have different instruments that have water shooting.
No. Go
water.
Tell that water.
Water.
Go tell that water. No, go tell that water like Moses and Joshua did to stand up.
Well, if you believe it, you can achieve it.
I just said, no, go do it. I didn't say you couldn't do it. I said, go do it.
Amen.
Obviously, you can, because they did. Without the instruments you're talking about, because
mm-hmm.
water will stand up for you. That's enough. Why? Because water had to honor God, too.
Amen.
All right. Where are we?
That was Psalms 33.
Okay, go to Proverbs chapter 8 and 23.
Proverbs 8 and 23 reads, I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning or ever the earth was. When there was no depth, I was brought forth. When there was no fountains abounding with water. Before the mountains were settled, before the hills was I brought forth. While as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set a compass upon the face of the depth. When he established the clouds above. When he strengthened the fountains of the deep. When he gave to the sea his decree that the water should not pass his commandment, when he appointed the foundations of the earth.
There it is. He said, when he established the above, when he has strengthened the fountains of the deep, because that's also what drowned the people. That, like I said, where did all that water go? So the Lord is telling you there's a law for the water up under the planet, up under the earth. It's a law for what the water is supposed to be doing up under the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Even up under the sea, remember, he ain't calling it ocean. He calling it sea. Ocean is a naval word for a pagan god.
Yeah.
And an evil one at that. Mm-hmm. It's a wicked god. It's a devil. That's where the word ocean comes from. So, Job 38:1. And
Job 38:1.
Yes. Read down to the 11.
Job 38:1 reads, Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, Who is this that darkens counsel by words without knowledge? Gird up now thy loins like a man, for I will demand of thee, and answer thou me. Where wast thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare if thou hast understanding. Who hath laid the measures thereof, if thou knowest? Or who hath stretched the line upon it? Whereupon are the foundations thereof fastened? Or who laid the cornerstone thereof? When the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy, or who shut up the sea with doors when it brake forth, as it had issued out of the womb? When I made the cloud the garment thereof, and thick darkness a swaddling band for it.
Did your water ever break?
Yeah, at least three times.
I'm serious. Did it break?
Yeah.
What did it feel like?
Hot lava, pee, gooky, slimy, rushing.
I mean, that's interesting, but that's how it felt every time.
Yeah, and then it instantly got cold.
All right, so you know that for a fact.
That when it came out of the womb, it was hot.
And that your water was breaking.
Yeah, yeah.
And you knew that you was about to get ready to give birth.
Yeah, it was everywhere.
Okay, could you stop it?
No.
Okay, so far. Can't do nothing with it. Can't stop water. Can't stop that. You cannot stop it until God sees it. Can't stop. Can't stop water from coming down the middle of the street. Can't stop water from covering the ocean. I mean, the land. Can't do none of that.
Amen.
You can't stop it. Just like you couldn't stop it. It's just that practical. As simple as that. And like you said, when it first hit, it was warm. Then all of a sudden, it come cold.
Yep.
Go figure, right?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that the order of life and death?
Yeah.
Huh.
Interesting.
Well, read that 38 again.
38 and verse 8. Or who shut up the sea with doors when it break forth, as if it had issued out of the womb?
So the sea, the storehouses have doors to it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying physical doors. Maybe they are. Maybe they invisible doors that we can't see. You know, spiritual doors. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
A flame of fire. Because we did say the tree of life is covered with flame of fire. So I don't know. I'm just saying this. He did say doors, so they bound up. It's a door that's there, which represents the principle of the law, that it can't cover, it can't break through. Can't stop. Anyway, go ahead.
Verse 9. When I had made the cloud the garment thereof, and thick darkness a swallowing band for it, and break up for it my decreed place, and set bars and doors, and said, hitherto shalt thou come, but no further, and here shall thy proud waves be stayed. Yeah, and here shall thy proud waves be stayed, how thou commandest the morning since thy days, and cause the day spring to know his
That's
place.
Good. That's good right there. And we'll hold that right there.
That was good.
Yeah, we'll hold that right there. So,
wow.
You know, as we can see, you know, it's more to a couple. I mean, to me, a cup of water isn't even a goldfish bowl in the grand scheme of things.
No, not even. Wow.
You know, so there's no way we're going to get an understanding of water by taking a shower or taking a pee or running water out the faucet or stuff like that. You get the understanding of the conversation of water. The word of God actually living with water.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
So, you got anything you'd like to say?
You said you had some hands up.
With any hands up?
Oh my goodness. Just like with Dawson. The Lord is awesome to tell you.
Should have got one hand up. Shalom,
Israelite. Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom, brother. Grace and peace.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Praise, brother. So,
grace and peace.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom. Grace and peace. Y'all did a good service towards those out there listening. We all lack understanding. So I thank God that he watered your heart with knowledge and understanding, you know. So I think it's a very good thing, you know what I'm saying? I mean, when I hear about it, this lesson is from what I'm looking at, it's a whole lot of parts of these where I'm talking to you. Let's just say it like that.
Uh-oh. Family time, his phone is breaking up.
Well, I don't know. Something just happened. It appears that your phone signal broken up or something. Still saying you on the line, but we can't hear you. So, well, if there isn't anything else, we're going to do is close out. And just want to say, grace and peace to everyone that's listening. And, oh, man, we got to say Shabbat Shalom to the family. Hold on.
First that family.
Yeah. You want to say Shabbat Shalom to everyone that's listening? We'll say Shabbat Shalom to the family that's alive, you know. The CNS in Minnesota. So Shabbat Shalom to everyone that's in the States. Yeah. In the Canada, Shabbat Shalom. Brazil. Shabbat Shalom, always welcome, always listen. All praise to the Most High God. Thank you. We're standing in Chile, Shabbat Shalom, as well. And Russia, Shabbat Shalom. The United Kingdom, Shabbat Shalom. Thank you for tuning in as well. France, thank you for tuning in. Shabbat Shalom. Germany, thank you for tuning in. Also, as well, Shabbat Shalom. And United Kingdom, we see that it's growing in the kingdom all the way. Praise God, man. Praise God that it's going there. And we'll say Shabbat Shalom to them as well. To Iran, to the family in Iran, we'll say Shabbat Shalom to you. And Turkey, we'll say as well Shabbat Shalom to you. And thank you for tuning in, as well as Iran. My family's winning. Wow. In India, I want to thank you for continuing as well. Tuning in. And my Amar, thank you again for tuning in as well. And Shabbat Shalom to you. And Vietnam, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you as well. Thank you for tuning in and listening. And the Philippines, thank you for tuning in and say Shabbat Shalom to you as well. And in Japan as well, say Shabbat Shalom. And once again, thank you for tuning in. And Indonesia, I want to say thank you as well for tuning in. I mean, they tune in regularly. We love you as well. Thank you for showing the love. Our family that's in Australia, I say thank you. And Shabbat Shalom to you as well. And our family that's in New Zealand, I say Shabbat Shalom to you. And our family that's in Ethiopia, say Shabbat Shalom to you. Greece,
want to say our family members in Greece as well. Shabbat Shalom, and thank you for tuning in. Our family that's in Nigeria, we want to say thank you for tuning in. Shabbat Shalom to you as well. And Vivian Turkey, we got France, got everyone there. We got two, got everyone. Okay, well, praise in Israel is really going. My goodness. Okay, well, Shabbat Shalom to our family that's in Israel as well. And thank you for tuning in. And we just want to say, you know, hey, we hope, you know, we hope it edifies, we hope it edifies someone, you see. And we hope and pray that someone was edified. So with that being said, we want to thank everyone for their time. We hope we edify someone. And as we say here at the Sound of Living Water, please, please read your Bibles.
Mm-hmm. Read the Bibles.
Read the Bibles. Shabbat Shalom, family.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom, great.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water.
Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the most high lost, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show.